did you ever think it was going to end up like this?
Oh, you know, I've never been, had never campaigned before, so I don't know how it ends up. No, this is a longer limbo. I would have assumed they could have sorted it out within a few hours after the election. I didn't realize there was that many provisionals and uncertainties. I knew it would probably be a close race because I was running against a big headwind.
What was the type of reaction you were getting from supporters as you were campaigning?
From supporters, very positive. Everybody, every door I knocked on, either people were polite and thoughtful and supportive, or at least were willing to listen. So it's been pretty positive, particularly for my supporters. So I, from that side, I think it's been great.
A couple of other things involving the city, your observations regarding how soundly the transportation tax was defeated.
I thought it was probably going to go down. As I said, I had voted for it myself, but I didn't advocate it, and I was just happy it was on the ballot. And I've also said that if it goes down, we'll just have, the council, will, whoever's elected, will have to redouble their efforts to find the resources in the current budget and find a way to maintain our infrastructure, because it's really important that we reinvest in infrastructure, and that's what that was all about. So I guess I would say I'm not all that surprised. It was a pretty easy no vote.
Have you mentally started going through in your mind, if you win the election, how street rehabilitation is going to be paid for in the future?
No, I outlined a little bit of that in the campaign. We're no longer campaigning. The votes are in. I think I'll just let it sort out. I think my platform had some ideas in it, and I discussed it earlier, but I don't see any point in going into that tonight.
The other thing would be the election taking place in November instead of May. Is it something that you would advocate for future regular council elections?
I really don't have any comment on that at this point. I think it made it very difficult to get a message across. It tended to provide opportunities for extraneous issues and ideas to get into the campaign that didn't need to be there, and we're clearly there.
Is that, I'm trying to translate that, since council elections are typically in the spring and it's usually city and school board and local elections versus tonight where you've had state and national elections, is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, and that's right, and it's pretty clear from my advertising campaign late in the campaign that I believe city council is nonpartisan and ought to remain that way, and it's probably easier to do that in a May election when everything is nonpartisan, and that certainly clouded the issues here.
Anything else that I've missed that you want listeners to know?
No, I certainly don't enjoy being held in limbo, but there's a lot of things to be done in the next few days, and I guess I'll be checking in with the city tomorrow and see what how they plan to unfold this. I know that it's the county election officials that will sort out those provisional ballots and mail in things, and I'm sure the city secretary will be working with them, and I'll just stay in touch.